Perhaps you've heard of the 9-year-old girl from New Zealand named, and it's a long one, so get ready, Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii. News reports say that she became a ward of the state in June because a judge in New Zealand wanted to have the power to change her name to something more normal. Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii, he says, is a name that sets her up with a social disability, which may be true if you consider 5 of her 6 names. Tallulah worked wonders for Ms. Bankhead. But before you go thanking your lucky stars that you live in the United States, where Frank has the right to call his kid Moon Unit and Gwyneth can pick Apple, a federal appellate court here as recently as 1990 rejected parents' attempts to give their newborn a last name different from theirs, and a normal-sounding one to boot. Hyphenated surnames are just fine, the court decided, but don't push it. It wrote explicitly, though other courts have disagreed, that parents have no constitutional right to give a child a surname that has no family connection. Takes you right back to the 1950s, when a judge in New York rejected a mother's request to change her daughter's name to a Muslim name because, the court found, the little girl would be forever burdened with a name, and I'm quoting here, that will set her apart and seem strange and foreign to her classmates and others with whom she will come in contact. So even though we live in the United States, and even though we've fast-forwarded several decades, there's still some court control over names. Courts won't always let mothers change their children's names after a divorce, for example, even if the father goes off to prison. And the restrictions sometimes move into later years, too. Courts can get prickly over adult name changes. Just about a month before the Tallulah story broke, a man in New Mexico learned that he could not change his one-word name to a 2-word name containing a swear word that begins with F, followed by the word censorship. The court found the would-be new name too offensive for legally sanctioned usage. There are other examples, like a man who wanted to call himself Santa Claus, and a man who tried twice in 2 separate states to change his name legally to a number. The bureaucratic machine just can't allow stuff like that to happen. Santa's an icon, and the number thing's just too weird, or it was in the 1970s, long before Prince informally became a symbol. But this is the United States, and sometimes the Constitution works in a fella's favor. Just ask, In God We Trust. He's a school bus driver from outside Chicago who apparently changed his name legally from Steve just this past June, joining California's Darren QX Bean, it's got an exclamation point at the end, who legally changed his name 2 years ago. And remember the guy from New Mexico? His current one-word name is Variable. And before he was Variable, he was Snap Happy, as in Snap Happy Fish Suit Mokilligan, which, come to think of it, is not all that far off from Tallulah's given name. Listen up, Variable. Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii is up for the taking. I'm Amy Guida.